This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The 112th Congress debuted Wednesday with more than 90 new members of the House and a dozen freshman senators. Mark Maslin, American Farm Bureau Federation Executive Director of Public Policy, said with Republicans controlling the House and Democrats in charge of the Senate, many wonder if anything will get done. Maslin expects the House to devote a lot of time to hearings on new regulatory rules, particularly in the area of clean air, water, and climate change. Bob Gibbs, former Ohio Farm Bureau President, was sworn in as Ohio's new 18th District U.S. House member on Wednesday and plans to focus on deficit spending and creating more business-friendly environment in the United States. Gibbs, a state senator, defeated incumbent Democratic Representative Zach Space in the November 2 general election. Gibbs will serve on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and Agriculture Committee. Gibbs said his knowledge as a farmer and experience as president of the Ohio Farm Bureau will be helpful as the committee begins to shape the 2012 Farm Bill. The National Petroleum Refiners Association sued EPA on Monday for its decision to allow gasoline containing a blend of 15% ethanol for vehicles built since the 2007 model year. NPRA asked a federal appeals court to overturn the decision, arguing that the EPA does not have the authority under the Clean Air Act to approve a plan for fuels used in some engines but not others. Charles T. Drevna, NPRA's president, said EPA had acted unlawfully in its rush to allow a 50% increase in the amount of ethanol in gasoline without adequate testing and without following proper procedures. Joining in the lawsuit were the International Liquid Terminals Association and the Western States Petroleum Association. Farm Bureau supports raising the ethanol blend rate in gasoline up to 15%. In its January 12 crop report, the Agriculture Department may lower its estimate of Florida's orange crop because of frigid December weather. Ray Royce, executive director of the Highlands County Citrus Growers Association, said USDA may cut a couple million boxes from its projection. Retail food prices at the supermarket increased slightly during the fourth quarter of 2010, according to the latest American Farm Bureau Federation Market Basket Survey. The informal survey shows the total cost of 16 food items that can be used to prepare one or more meals was $46.97, up 80 cents or about 2% compared to the third quarter of 2010. Of the 16 items surveyed, 9 increased, 6 decreased, and 1 remained the same in average price compared to the prior quarter. The total average price for the 16 items was up $4.07, about 10% compared to 1 year ago. Bacon, eggs, whole milk, sliced deli ham, and bread increased the most in dollar value compared to the third quarter. Bacon increased 68 cents to $4.32 per pound. Eggs and whole milk increased 19 cents to $1.60 per dozen and $3.35 per gallon, respectively. Sliced deli ham increased 18 cents to $4.84 per pound, and bread increased 14 cents to $1.75 for a 20-ounce loaf. Hearty breakfast lovers felt the pinch in the fourth quarter of 2010. Increased consumer demand for meats and dairy products that began in 2009 continued through the fourth quarter of 2010. Wholesale meat supplies remained tight in the fourth quarter of the year due to smaller livestock herds and poultry flocks, which also contributed to the retail price increases that volunteer shoppers reported. World food prices hit record highs in December due to higher sugar, grain, and oilseed costs, according to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. FAO's index of 55 food commodities gained for a sixth month in 214.7 points above the previous all-time high of 213.5 in June 2008. Food prices may rise given more unless the world grain crop increases significantly in 2011, according to FAO. The U.S. House is scheduled to vote next Wednesday to repeal the new health care law and the reconciliation bill that accompanied it. The legislation will leave intact an overhaul of the student loan industry that was passed as part of the reconciliation measure. AFBF supports repeal of the health care law and will send a letter upon adoption of the rule, which was expected Friday. Farm Bureau backs health insurance reform, but it must be workable, sustainable, and be balanced against the overall cost of doing business. Farm Bureau believes that new taxes, including Form 1099 reporting, coverage mandates, and growth in government programs passed as part of the Health Care and Education Reconciliation Act, far outweigh proposed benefits. The repeal bill is expected to pass the Republican-controlled House and fail in the Democratic Senate. Even if both houses pass repeal, President Barack Obama is expected to veto the bill. Growth Energy and the Renewable Fuels Association have proposed two different labels for ethanol fuel pumps to prevent motorists from filling vehicles built before model year 2007 with gasoline containing 15% ethanol. The label proposed by RFA is in soft blue and not bright orange as proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency. The label says attention instead of caution as EPA proposed. The proposed RFA label also leaves out the EPA's proposed warning that the higher ethanol content might damage vehicles for which it's not intended. Growth Energy opposes the use of the word caution proposed by EPA. Growth Energy believes placement of such terms at the top of the label does not provide consumers any real information regarding the fuel and may create unnecessary concerns regarding such fuels. Federally funded research at Purdue University shows that no-till farming releases significantly smaller amounts of greenhouse gas than conventional tillage. The study examined the amount of nitrous oxide released by no-till fields compared to plowed fields. The study found no-till fields released 57% less nitrous oxide than chisel tilling, in which plants are plowed back into the soil after harvest. Researchers looked at fields where corn and soybeans were alternated from year to year and others that were planted each year with corn alone. Emissions in fields where crops were rotated were lower than in those that they weren't, according to the research. Hog prices should hit record highs this year thanks to lower U.S. supplies, stronger demand, and a recovering economy, according to Chris Hurt, Purdue University Extension economist. Hurt forecasts hog prices in 2011 will exceed $60 per live hundredweight, or more than $80 on a lean basis. He said futures prices could go as high as $100 per hundredweight for lean or $75 per hundredweight for live. However, Hurt warned that record prices would be overshadowed by record costs of production. He estimates 2011 costs at $60.50 per hundredweight based on average corn prices of $5.75 per bushel and soybean meal at $363 per ton. The American Farm Bureau Federation's 92nd annual meeting with the theme Producing Results kicked off in Atlanta at the Georgia World Congress Center on Friday. Anyone not able to attend the meeting may keep up with events by visiting the Voice of Agriculture website at www.fb.org. News from the meeting also will be available on AFBF's Facebook page and by following at Farm Bureau on the microblogging website, Twitter. Recent news stories about higher food prices often try to make a connection between food prices and the demand for ethanol, an incorrect assumption on the part of ethanol opponents that significantly downplays all the impacts and pressures that affect food prices, noted Bart Schott, president of the National Corn Growers Association, in a recent ag professional piece. Studies conducted after the 2008 spike in corn prices helped demonstrate this, according to NCGA. In an April 2009 Congressional Budget Office report, the agency estimated that from April 2000 to April 2008, the rise in the price of corn resulting from expanded production of ethanol contributed between 0.5 and 0.8 percentage points of the 5.1% increase in food prices measured by the Consumer Price Index. Over the same period, certain other factors, for example, higher energy costs, had a greater effect on food prices than did the use of ethanol as a motor fuel. According to a January 2010 report for the United Kingdom's Department for Environment, Food, and Rural Affairs, the impact of biofuels on the 2007-2008 price spikes is often overstated. Rather, the evidence suggests biofuels are one of the various drivers of demand in years leading up to the spike, but that many compounders are ascribing too much weight to biofuels as a trigger of the spike. The Agriculture Department is forecasting a 2 to 3% increase in the CPI for all food in 2011. Farm Bureau continues to monitor retail food price trends through its quarterly market basket surveys. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.